During Thursday's sentencing hearing for a string of robbery and weapons charges related to a Southend Barry shooting and attempted carjacking, the lawyer for Michael Williams insisted in a local courtroom that her client is a quiet introvert. But Nadia Chauvin's description of her client belied the violence he unleashed when he shot a 25-year-old Barry man on Country Lane on a clear, spring day on June 7, 2022, near Mapleview Drive East. Williams has pleaded guilty and the Crown is seeking a 10-year prison sentence. Chauvin has countered with a request of 6 years for her 20-year-old client, who was 18 at the time of the shooting. In her submissions, Chauvin cited a rough family background, growing up in poverty in one of Toronto's most troubled neighborhoods, where his lawyer said he witnessed a close friend being shot to death when he was 15. In custody, he has come to realize, I'm not like other people in here, Chauvin said. Williams's crimes are also unlike most that come before the court. Gun violence is still relatively rare in Barrie, and it's even more uncommon for a shooting involving such a young defendant in an upscale neighborhood where it took place. Crown attorney Indy Condola made that argument before Ontario Court Justice Cecile Applegate. In broad daylight, in a peaceful neighborhood, Williams sits and waits for his target, approaches him and shoots him, Condola told the court. At the time, Williams was on probation and subject to a weapons ban. According to Condola's submissions to the court, Williams was armed with a loaded Glock and fired a single shot into the victim, who was sitting in his luxury sedan. Though the Crown offered no background regarding motive on Thursday, police said at the time that Williams and a 14-year-old boy were trying to steal the victim's car. According to police, the victim escaped and managed to drive himself to a nearby plaza where first responders treated him. He was then treated at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, and transferred to a Toronto trauma centre. The man survived without lasting injuries. Neither the victim nor any Williams supporters were in court on Thursday, which is rare for a proceeding for such a serious crime. The lone person in the body of the court was a reporter. Condola gave a short, as far as most sentencing submissions go, but impassioned plea for Williams's sentence to exceed the mandatory minimum of 7 years. It cannot be overstated that he had just been sentenced for a previous crime, Condola told court. In her submissions, Chauvin also made the case of the unique negative circumstances young black men, Williams is black, face and should be considered, in line with recent case law and passing sentences. Condola acknowledged those facts, but was otherwise unconvinced. Of course, issues regarding race should be considered, but other factors, Trump, Condola said. Williams is also facing other charges in Toronto. His trial begins February 10 and is expected to last 3 weeks. A combination of those unresolved legal issues in Toronto and other scheduling factors in Barrie meant sentencing was put over until January 28. Williams, who is being held at Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, returns to Barrie Court at that time, when it's expected how much enhanced credit for pre-trial custody and other procedural matters will be discussed. Applegate did not confirm when she will formally pass sentence, but it could happen the same day.